I call this conference committee meeting to order. Let the record reflect that it is 12 minutes to 4, Thursday, March 19th, 2026. We're in state capital. Before us today is House Bill 289, the fiscal year 2026 supplemental budget. Members present in the House, Representative Andy Josephson, Representative Calvin Shiraz, and Representative Will Sapp, Senators, Senator Stedman, Senator Cronk, and myself, Senator Hoffman. I move that Representative Josephson serve as the presiding chair of House Bill 286 for fiscal year 2026 Supplemental Conference Committee. Is there objection?
289.
Yeah. Is there objection? Seeing no objection, Representative Josephson will serve as the presiding chair.
Thank you, Senator. I move that you, Senator Hoffman, serve as vice chair of the House Bill 289 Fiscal Year 2026 Supplemental Conference Committee. Is there an objection to my motion? Seeing no objection, Senator Hoffman will serve as vice chair. Right. As chair of the conference committee, I'd like to review the process we will follow for these meetings. Both the House and Senate budget processes allow for public testimony. That portion of the process is now concluded. Is that right? Okay. The conference committee will not be accepting public testimony. Unless invited by the chair, only members of the conference committee may take part in discussion or sit at the table. Legislative Finance has been directed to prepare the motion sheets and we will be using at the table. These sheets summarize the differences between the two versions of the bills that are the business of this conference committee. The motion sheets are posted on the Legislative Finance Division website and will be updated after each meeting. The conference committee will operate under Uniform Rule 42. Adopting any motion or taking any action requires a majority vote from each body. A copy of Uniform Rule 42 and related legal opinions are in each member's packets. At this point, is there a motion to adopt all identical items?
Mr. Chairman, I move that all appropriations and language items that are identical in both the House and Senate versions of HB 289 be adopted.
Is there an objection to Senator Hoffman's motion? Seeing no objection, those items are adopted. Now we're moving on to a request for limited powers. I would entertain a motion to request limited powers for budget items for which differences exist. I've distributed a letter for this purpose dated today, March 19th, 2026, one addressed to the Speaker of the House and one addressed to the Senate President. Under limited powers, the Conference Committee can adopt any amount between zero and the higher of the House or Senate version of each item subject to conference. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the letters requesting limited powers of conference for the budget items that are not identical.
Any objection to the request for limited powers? Seeing and hearing none, those letters are adopted. We'll take a brief at ease to sign two identical letters, one for each body. We'll be at ease briefly at 3:51. We're back on record Thursday, March 19th in the Senate Finance Room at 3:53. This is the Conference Committee on House Bill 289. The committee will be meeting to take action on the supplemental bill once powers have been received. Meetings will be posted as soon as possible on basis at akleg.gov. Is there any other business or any questions or comments from the members? Seeing none, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move we adjourn this meeting of the Conference Committee.
Without objection, this meeting will be adjourned at 3:54. We're adjourned.